Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I get up and nothing gets me down.
Welcome back, 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, W-E-L-T-M-A-N. That's the name on her website, barbaraweltman.com. I encourage you to go there and check it out and find all her books, including the e-book Smooth Failing, which is outstanding, and which you can buy. Get that at Amazon, right, Barbara?
Exactly.
And so, and all the other books are available wherever books are sold. The world-famous J.K. Lasser series of Small Business Taxes, the books to help you to stay current on all the tax information you need to know. And also, Barbara, I have been remiss in not mentioning your radio show, which is on today, isn't it?
Well, that's right. We're going to, and guess who my guest is? You.
Must be a slow day. You're having a... You're scraping the bottom of the barrel, Barbara. I'm looking forward to spending time with you on your show today. I'm going to turn the tables on you.
Well, we're going to talk about your new book, which is really good. Which
I know, and all my audience can't wait to tune in to hear more about my new book. Hey, Barbara, let's talk about a couple of things to get people kind of headed in the right direction for their 2013 taxes. Number one, we got some filing dates. You got to either file or extend by March 15th, right, for your corporate and LLCs.
No, not your LLCs.
That's right, not LLCs.
Corporate.
No, that's right.
If you are a corporation, whether C or S, you have the March 15th deadline. If you are a sole proprietor or partnership, LLC,
that's
you
right.
have the April 15th
that's
deadline.
That's why she's the expert. So remember, folks, by March 15th, you have to file an extension. And the extensions are easy these days, aren't they?
Well, the extensions are so easy. First of all, you don't have to give any reason. You don't even have to sign the form. You
yep.
just have to get it, send it on time.
It has to be on record.
You can do this electronically, so how easy could it be?
Couldn't be easy. I still remember the days of going down to the IRS office and having to get the form and fill it out and sit there and sweat out a reason and come up with some estimated number of taxes. And it was like being in an inquisition or something, you know?
Well, that's true. But for individuals, of course, you have to remember that you do want to pay as much of the tax as you think you're going to owe, because
right.
getting an extension of time to file doesn't give you more time to
They
pay.
Don't extend when they want their money. They just extend when you have to file. You still have to estimate it. Is there an estimated taxes coming up?
Yes. That's another thing that
yep.
you're going to have to, not only do you have to settle up for 2013, but now you have to start making your estimated tax
right.
payments for 2014, and
right.
It's the same, you know, same time.
We're doing it every month. We send ours in every month.
Well, that's a really good discipline to follow, because then you're sure to have the cash.
Everybody doesn't have to do it every month.
You don't
but
have
more
to.
And more,
it's a quarterly
but more
thing,
people
but
do than before, don't they?
Well, the reason that many people do it now is because of the electronic transfer system that's available and you can use it for free. It's a government system, and it works so beautifully. And you could do it every month, or you can use it and schedule payments in advance. So if you wanted
right.
to go online now and schedule right. your payment for April 15th, you could do that.
It's smart. It's really, they really make it easy enough for you not to get upside down, folks.
Right, and don't fall behind. This,
yeah,
this
yeah.
is one of those things that once you get
it's,
behind.
It's not pretty, folks. I promise you, it's not pretty. I've heard about how not pretty it is. Not that I would know myself or anything, Barbara. Having been in business now for decades, that would never have happened to me before. Okay, Barbara, let's talk about some of the retirement things that we can do and still have impact 2013.
That's right. Usually, let's say you sit down and you find out 2013 was a good year, but you don't have a retirement plan in place. It's not too late to set up and fund a SEP plan, a simplified
mm-hmm.
employee pension, and it could be used any kind of entity that you have, corporation, LLC,
mm-hmm.
sole proprietorship, it doesn't matter. So
how old, what is the age beyond which it's not a good idea to do that. If you're 50, 55, 60, what would you say would be the age of a business owner that would not be, it would not be worthwhile to set it up?
Well, probably I wouldn't say there's any age if you're still working. Because while you do have to take distribution starting at 70 and a half, you can still put money in and you may still come out ahead with the
write-off. Yeah, I got you. Okay, all right. Hey, Barbara, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you.
And I will see you in a few hours.
On your
radio show. Give us that website quickly.
You can find it through my website, BarbaraWeltman.com.
Hey, Barbara, you're the best. See you next time. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Barbara joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.